Hi everyone, this is Beth Schultz, Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst at Metrigy. And with me are my colleagues Robin Garris, who is CEO and Principal Analyst, and Erwin Lazar, who is President and Principal Analyst. And we would want to welcome you to episode 5 of our MetroSite podcast. The three of us are really excited about heading to Orlando later this month to attend Enterprise Connect in person. Last time we were in person, it was March 2019, so it's been a long time coming, and we're really looking forward to seeing all of our industry friends again and catching up on all of the latest happenings in person. Robin, Erwin, hello, and let's jump right in. Okay. Hey. So listen, Robin, at this year at EC, you're going to be speaking about CPaaS and self-service. Why did you pick those topics?
You know, in our research, we found that those are two pretty hot topics right now. They're showing up really high, both in terms of importance and also in spending in our research. So, you know, like you look at self-service, I think it's really crucial to delivering a good customer experience because some people don't want to wait for that live interaction. They want to just get an answer and get on with their day. So in doing that, there's a few key technologies that we see companies looking at. And I think they're really interesting technologies. I think there are things that people need to be doing with them that they may not be. So I think by doing a session on this, we can really help organizations. So like the knowledge base, you know, self-service knowledge base and the content management system, and then pairing that with like virtual assistants that are backed by AI. So, you know, you think about virtual assistants, they can help customers navigate through a self-service knowledge base. They also can help the agents when they're interacting with customers who have been escalated up to the live agent because they couldn't find the answer they needed. So those are really important to the whole picture. But a lot of companies aren't real sure about what to do here. How do you use AI, machine learning? You know, machine learning can really help by tracking areas where customers get stuck and then sort of following using NLP with what's actually happening with the resolution with live agents. And then literally going and updating that content in, say, an FAQ or a self-service knowledge base to improve the likelihood that people can get resolution through self-service. So I'm really kind of bullish right now on self-service. I think it's really important. I think it's very important to do it right and to make sure that you can actually escalate up from self-service up into live agent support very easily and very intuitively. So I just think it's a big hot area right now. And then likewise with CPaaS, you know, I just think right there's so much going on with CPaaS with low code and no code options. You know, so you don't have to have all this huge development expertise. You don't have to have, like, a lot of people are scared of CPaaS, like, oh, we don't have internal developers. We don't have any partnerships with developers. Well, now you don't necessarily even need those. There's a lot of really good no code, low code options that anybody can kind of, you know, customize it with very good, like, drag and drop type of capabilities. So I want to make sure that people really understand what's going on with CPaaS, why they need it, you know, what are some of the big areas of focus, SMS messaging and workflows, APIs, click to call. There's all sorts of things you can do with CPaaS. And so with that one, you know, I'll definitely be sharing our latest research on what we're seeing happening in, well, actually both cases in self-service and CPaaS.
So CPaaS, that's a two-parter session, right? Mm-hmm. So you're sharing the data, and what's the second half?
So session one is a 45-minute tutorial about what CPaaS is, you know, what type of development platforms are available, who are the providers, what are some of the use cases, some of the success metrics. So really just trying to help, you know, organizations who attend just understand, you know, what is it? How are companies integrating CPaaS into their existing applications? What are some of the you know, advanced applications that they support. It's there's just a lot going on in that space that we can really talk about. But then session two is going to be a great session. I'm excited about this one too. It's five CPaaS providers. I'm going to be moderating a discussion with them. I'm going to ask them to really discuss their offerings, what differentiates them, what's on their roadmap, you know, all that kind of stuff. The providers themselves, just so you know, are going to be Bandwidth, IntelliPeer, Microsoft, Twilio, and Vonage. So really good players in the CPaaS space. There are definitely others. These are the five that are going to be on this panel, and I will make sure that I ask them lots of good questions.
I'm sure you will. No doubt there. Okay, so before we head over to Erwin, Robin, just do quickly tell us the same about self-service. Give us a little bit more info on what that session's going to be about.
Yeah, so that's another 45-minute session. I'm going to start with just kind of a brief overview that showcases some of the research findings that we've had in self-service. I mean, honestly, I could probably do a full-day session on this. It's just such a big area, but I'm going to be very good and just kind of highlight some of the key findings that we have in self-service. And then we're going to shift to a really good interactive type session with two executives from some of the leading providers in the self-service space. So Jennifer Murphy, who's the CMO with Five9, and then Laura Bassett, who's the VP of Product Marketing for NICE. Both of these two are just great. They're both great speakers. They're both very dynamic. They both really understand what their companies are doing. So I'm going to kind of challenge them to say, what are the five things that you need that your customers rather are going to need to change with self-service knowledge bases as soon as possible. I'm going to talk to them about how AI and machine learning play a really important role in continuous improvements. When does self-service need to shift to live agents? And what technology helps to make this happen? How to build the business case, and that type of thing. So we'll be having a great discussion there, to wrap up that session.
Okay, that's great. So self-service and CPaaS, that's great stuff to look forward to on the customer experience side. Now,
For sure.
Erwin, I know one of your sessions is E911 compliance, and that's been a topic that you've overseen a couple times now at Enterprise Connect. So what's new and different this time around?
So the title of the session is Managing E911 for Compliance and Safety. And I think I've done a 911 related session now for at least the last 5 or 6 years at Enterprise Connect. It's always my favorite session just because there's really not a whole lot else we talk about that at this event that has life and death consequences. So ensuring that you get your 911 strategy done correctly, really is critical for an organization. So this panel, a return cast from the one we did virtually in the fall. I'll have Mark Fletcher, aka Fletch, from 911 Inform, Robin Urkola from Bandwidth, Joshua Birch from Intrado, and Martha Beyer, who's an attorney specializing in telecom law, who is a frequent contributor and speaker at Enterprise Connect. So I'm excited to have these folks together because they really know their stuff, and it's going to facilitate a great conversation. And to kind of think about where are we going and what are the topics that really make this something we talk about every year. So Raybould's Act and Carey's Law have gone into effect. They both are now in the United States. Compliance is now required. But the question becomes, what does that mean to be compliant? There's some confusion around whether or not legacy systems have to be brought up to spec. What does it mean to define dispatchable location for an E911 call? So we'll explore those topics. We'll also explore kind of where we're going next, which is how do you evolve 911 strategies to support remote workers and hybrid workers? And as people start to rely increasingly on their cell phones as their primary means of communication, what are the requirements and opportunities for organizations to ensure that calls made to 911 from those devices are tracked and location is assured and security desks are notified and so on? And then finally, we'll look at what's happening with next generation 911 as that is now becoming a reality. And as you can begin to share additional information with 911 call centers and 911 operators, and then even start to automate some of the tracking of location information, again, for people who are both in the office as well as at home. So lots of emerging topics. It's again, something I'm just always super excited to talk about.
Yeah, there's so much to get your arms around with that one. And I know Martha, I love her. She's great. So I'm sure you have fun with her in your session.
Yeah, definitely.
Now the second session you're doing is on team collaboration security. And I know that's always a hot topic, right? Security around UC. And I know I saw recently on the news that hackers are going after Microsoft Teams in particular. Just given the prevalence of it right now. So what, that makes the topic, I think, even more timely. What can you tell us about this session?
Yeah, I think team collaboration in many companies is the new email or the replacement for email. So the studies that we published last year showed about almost 70% of companies were now using team collaboration internally, again, often as a replacement for email, maybe some legacy instant messaging that's still out there. But increasingly, it's becoming the email replacement. And now it's also becoming the app for B2B. So you mentioned Microsoft Teams. We've seen the announcement of Microsoft Teams Connect going into public preview fairly soon. We certainly see Slack being used extensively for B2B communications, other applications that the companies are using for B2B. So once now you've taken these applications out beyond the firewall and they become the critical means for communication, collaboration, conveying information, they become attractive targets for an attacker. So we've seen a lot of effort and of companies that are focusing on that collaboration security and messaging security space. I think you see a number of vendors at Enterprise Connect, both established and startups that are talking about it. We saw, you know, going back on the attack side, last year there was a major attack against a leading gaming company that came in through Slack. Again, somebody was able to socially engineer their way into that company's Slack environment. So the attacks are out there. Our focus, I think, on the panel, and I'll have folks from Cisco, Oracle, Ribbon Communications, and Unify Square, is what do we do to protect our messaging environments? What do we need to think about that we might not have been thinking about before? How do we evolve our compliance and security strategies that may be already established for email and instant messaging to cover new forms of communication? And how do we deal with the fact that a lot of companies are using more than one messaging application or have messaging capabilities now embedded into a variety of the different apps that they use? So once again, I think there's a lot to talk about, and again, very excited to cover the topic.
Sounds like another must attend session.
Definitely. You have to attend my session.
Hey, so you guys, anything else you want to leave our audience with?
Excited to get up in person and I'm hoping that lots of people are going to come it seems like the attendance is growing by the day now that everyone seems to be a bit less concerned, not unconcerned, but less concerned about the pandemic and everything. So it's nice to see that for sure. Beth, I know you are, were you going to say something?
No, I was going to say, I think Beth, you're doing a session. How about we hear a little bit about the one that you're involved with?
Yeah, so I'm doing the lock note, which is, it's always a fun session. It's the very last session of the day. So it's for the diehards, the ones that hang out to the bitter end. Myself and several other analysts and consultants get on stage and Eric Kraft, who's the GM of the show, kind of moderates a discussion. You know, we go through kind of what we've heard at the show, what's important, what's not important. And that's always a point of contention. So it's, you know, it's a great way to get a bunch of different perspectives on what's happening in the industry in, you know, a quick 45 minutes. So excited about that one.
Yeah, definitely.
So, guys, I think that's about time. Listeners, I want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you down in Orlando. And if you would like to actually meet with us one-on-one, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at research@metricg.com. We'd love to meet with you, schedules permit. And if you can't attend in person, do catch these sessions on replays. They'll have replays of the self-service E911 and team collaboration security sessions as part of the virtual event that is running coincident with EC in Orlando. And as always, please do check back for new episodes coming out regularly on Metrigy.com, our Metrigy YouTube channel, or on your podcast platform. And if you don't already, do follow us on @Metrigy on Twitter, as well as on LinkedIn and Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, take care. Thank you.